I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
8:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Hey, after tonight's game, we are 1/3 of the way through the regular season for Major League Baseball for the Baltimore Orioles. And we can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are the most disappointing team in baseball. Am I right?
There is no doubt in my mind they are.
Can I present an argument that they may be one of the more disappointing teams in all of sports? If you count the 2024 season of football and NHL and NBA and the 2025 season of baseball, and I count it because those seasons bled over to 2025. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, you could argue the two most disappointing teams in the NFL this year were the Cowboys and the 49ers. Are the Orioles right now more disappointing than those two teams?
Yes, because the 49ers had terrible injury problems.
So did the Orioles.
And pitching, but they suck at hitting too.
Okay.
So
The 76ers and the Phoenix Suns in the NBA, the most disappointing teams.
Suns are really disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sixers had a lot of injuries as well.
I think the Suns maybe, because I think more is expected of them. Like, but the 76ers too.
But the injuries got in the way.
Yeah.
And then you said the NHL, the Rangers.
Rangers and Bruins, I think, was some of the most disappointing. Rangers didn't make the – neither did the Bruins. The Rangers were expected to make a Stanley Cup run. They've been in the playoffs pretty much every year now. And they just were terrible. Just terrible.
Joe, can we make an argument that the Orioles might be, at this point, the most disappointing team in all of sports?
I would say no, just because they don't have a national appeal in the same way as other teams do.
Like the Cowboys and 49ers.
Those are the two main ones, because football is the most important sport, but not enough people watch hockey or basketball to say that... more people watch basketball to say, oh, like, the Celtics are disappointing because they were just as good as they should have had a chance to repeat. No one's sitting around going, man, I can't believe the Orioles are bad this year. Yankees went 82-80 the other year when they completely collapsed. That's disappointing because they should have been good.
They're the Yankees. I think the Orioles are, when you look at the national broadcast and listen, I think there's more attention on them than you think, because a guy named Gunner, who had so much attention on him for the last 2 years. You're talking about last
definitely
year.
More now, yeah.
An MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing him to the attention that are on the Cowboys, because the Cowboys went 7-10 last year. I bet you still have, what, 3 nationally televised games again this year?
Oh. They have 7.
It's, yeah, they 7-10. I mean, give me a break. So you are spot on with them. No one gets more attention than the Cowboys, the Yankees, and it used to be the Lakers. I don't think that's the case anymore. But I would argue, blow for blow, that the Orioles might be one of, if not the most disappointing team in all of sports.
I can't argue with you there, only because so much was expected of them. Because they came out of nowhere. They went 192 games in 2 seasons with a young team. Looked like nothing was going to stay. They looked like they were going to be in contender for the next 5 years.
The success leading up to this crash is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It wasn't like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we expected them to be successful this year and go to the playoffs. No. It's based on what they've done leading up to this point. And before people say injuries, wouldn't you agree that injuries are part of disappointment?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I mean, it happened to the Ravens a couple of years ago. I mean, you can't have your entire, you know, running back room go down, your entire secondary go out and expect to win. So, yeah.
Lamar getting hurt. Lamar, losing. That's, disappointment. That's the disappointment. Season, yeah. Joe, I'm about to have a squirrel moment. I'm just warning you right now. Is that a Thor hammer?
Yes.
Do you have a miniature Thor hammer on your key ring?
I do. Would you like me to have a regular size Thor hammer?
I'm sure you would like to. I'm looking over. He's making adjustments over there. Number one, folks, he has his schedule book out, and he's making some adjustments because Ed Norris puts everything in that little book. If everything you lost that book, what would happen?
I'd be spinning in circles.
Okay, so you didn't just meet me, right?
No.
You know, if I ever get my hand on that book, I'm gonna hide it from you.
No, don't hide it. Just put in fake entries.
And I'm gonna have you doing this. Oh, my book. This book. Left and right. Oh. Like Chris Farley with my book.
Oh yeah.
He puts everything in his book. May have put what we just talked about in that book. Maybe in there. Yeah, did that. Yeah. You're a rabbit hole yet? Yeah, but I think and again, we know it's injuries, you know those things, but injuries are part of the disappointment. Tell me you're not disappointed that you haven't seen Colton Cowser since the first series of the year.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Westbrook is a huge disappointment. Westbrook, to me, I think Westbrook's the second best player in the team. Like, you're not here.
I think Colton Cowser is the energy of the team. He creates positive energy, man. I'm telling you, he does. He's a jokester. He doesn't take himself or you too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's needed in 162 games.
No, you know? For sure. It is. I mean, look, it's a terribly disappointing season. But they are banged up. I mean, like I said, you can't have. I believe Westbrook is the second best player. After Gunner, I think it's him. He's out. And, like, you know, you can't have your second best player go down and, you know, and expect to do well. You can't expect your whole pitching rotation to go down and expect to do well. But they have. They've been a terrible. I think they're most akin to the 49ers recently and the Ravens, you know, prior to that, where high expectations and decimated with injuries and just have a terrible season. But it's not an excuse. They get injured. The players you expect to play are not here. So it's a different team. So, yeah, I'd say the Orioles are right there as a huge disappointment.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And I'm the guy. You guys know I love summer more than anything. That's my favorite season. But baseball is part of my summer. In 21 and 22, when I expected the team to stink, and the team actually had a good second half in 22, but you expected them to stink. It didn't ruin my summer because I didn't have high expectations.
Right.
2016, 2017 ruined my summer because I had higher expectations of them.
Yeah.
This year, man, they don't start. At this point, I'm not worried about the end record. I want them from this point on, as we approach the summer, Ed, to start playing entertaining baseball.
Me too.
I'll excuse the final record because I know how they started.
Yeah.
I just want them to start. Give me 550 baseball for the rest of the way. That's not much to ask for.
No, it's not, because this is a huge hole to dig out of now. There comes a point where it's like, you can say all you want, and you can bright side it, and they can do, what are you going to play, 700 baseball if they're playing 300?
No.
So it's not happening.
They can give me, but they're capable of going 550.
They're capable of going 600 probably.
Not overall 550, but from this point, from Memorial Day on, 550 baseball will put my summer back into, well, I'm enjoying my summer.
Yeah. I'll be honest, it's going to be tough for them to get 81 wins from where they are now.
That's the goal?
I think so. It hit 500, yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.